Sorry I'm running a minute behind. Thank you for waiting. It's so wonderful to see you again. How have you been? Wow. That must have been stressful. And how are you feeling about it? Yeah? What do you think about that feeling? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just so proud of you. Of how far you've come. No, I mean it. Not everyone is as willing to listen to me. Or to trust me. This is so unprofessional to say, but it makes you one of my favorite clients. And I really hope you're proud of the progress we've been making, too. I want to try something different today, if that's okay with you. Would you mind moving from the chair to the couch? Yes, that one. You can just push the throws onto the ground. Or throw the throws, if you'd rather. Are you comfortable? Good. So, the last time we met, you mentioned some feelings of loneliness. And specifically, you mentioned that you may go days at a time without a hug. How has that been recently? Okay. Yes, actually. I think I want to explore that a little more today. I think I have some ideas for how we can work through it, but it will require some trust on your part. I think you can do it. I believe in you. Do you mind if I sit next to you? No, no, you don't have to move. I want us to be a little snug. I'm going to put my notes down, but I want you to know that I am still paying attention, okay? There we are. I just want to be fully present in this moment with you. Now, what I want to do is explore how you react to touch, to my touch. And I want you to be honest with me about how it feels. Is that okay? We'll start simple. You mentioned hugging specifically last week. Can I give you a hug? Take a deep breath and feel my arms around you. Notice how your body feels, how my warmth feels against you. How was that? Good. That's very good. I'm so glad. Are you okay if we keep going with the exercise? I'm going to touch your face, and I want you to look into my eyes as I do it. I want you to feel the connection, person to person. Feel my hand gently glide down your cheek, the tips of my fingers on your jaw, and see me for who I am. Who do you see? Yes, that's true. But I want you to look past that. Let go of your knowledge, your expectation, and tell me what you really see. Yes, yes. That's much better. Very good. Now I want to switch. You touch my face however you want, and I'll tell you what I see. That's perfect. So gentle. It feels nice. You are... sorry, you're right. I see a very brave young man. Someone who is capable and handsome. Someone who underestimates themselves and how people view them. I see someone determined. So strong, but just doesn't realize it. How does it feel to hear me say those things? That's okay. I just want you to tell me how you feel. No judgment. Just listening. Thank you for sharing that. Now remember how I said you'd have to trust me? I want you to unbutton my shirt. Just the top couple buttons. It's okay. I want you to. Good, good. That's very good. Can I take your hand? I just want to put your palm on my chest. Can you feel my heartbeat? Feel its rhythm. Do you feel close to me? Now I'm going to reach under your shirt and touch your heart. It feels strong, powerful. Now, unbutton the rest of my shirt. All the way. Do you like what you see? It's okay. There's no need to be nervous. I want you to see me. To notice me. The way I notice you. Touch my breasts over the bra. That's it. Feel the supple flesh in your palms. The way it gives under the fabric to your fingers. Slide the cups down. Yes, take one into your hand. Feel the nipple with your thumb. Hard, eager, ready, waiting. Do you understand? The world is ready for your touch. Not literally, but figuratively. The world wants you in it. Now take my nipples between your fingers. Yes. This is still part of the exercise. Roll it between your finger and your thumb. Yeah, tug on it gently. See, the way your touch excites me, the way it draws me out, and the way I want it. Move your hand to my thigh, right above my knee. The skin is so soft, isn't it? Pleasant to touch. Let your fingers trace up with mine as I push my skirt up to my waist. Do you trust me? Then follow my lead. Now, take your fingers and slide them between my legs. Rub them over my panties. Feel the warmth, the excitement, the desire. How moist I am against the lace. I can feel it sticking to me. Slide them off. Expose me to you. I'll spread my legs, and my most sensitive part is there for you. And I want you to touch it. Gently stroke it near the top. Yeah, right there. With just a little more pressure. And small circles, just like that. You can feel it, right? The connection of touch. The way you're needed in this room. Yes. Yes, I need you. I need a little more pressure, please. Okay, just tap it. Oh, not hard, but yeah, like that. Inside, but put your finger inside. Not too deep. I don't need it deep. Just at the entrance. Just a little further. And curl your finger up. Yeah, there. Oh, God. Do you feel the connection? You to my womanhood. Me to you as a woman. We all crave the woman one way or another. Their approval. Their touch. Their breast. Do you crave my breast? I know. Bring it to your lips then. Will you touch me? Does that feel real to you? Like a true connection? It feels true to me. Okay, now rub my clit again. Yeah, more pressure. A little faster. Yeah, right there. Feel me. Feel it. Touch me. Feel the touch of my slick pussy against your fingers. As you make me. Make me feel good. Oh. Give me your hand. No, the other one. The wet one. Bring your fingers to my lips. Do you still trust me? Okay. I'm going to slide your pants off. Will you let me? Don't be embarrassed. I like your bulge. I enjoy the thought that you enjoyed me. That our connection is true. And that you reciprocate the sensation. May I touch it? I can feel you pulsing through your boxers. Power coursing under the fabric, straining to be free. Will you take your shirt off for me? To understand and to get to the bottom of this, we must fully expose ourselves, just as I did for you. Remember? Now, this part will be vulnerable, but we need you at your most sensitive to understand your cravings. Not until you rely only on instinct can we rewrite your mind. Can we solve the loneliness? Can we learn to rely solely on ourselves? On each other? I'm going to remove your boxers so I can touch you. And I'm going to apply lotion to you. And while I touch you, I want you to tell me how you feel. How it makes you feel. Every sensation, every feeling. I want you to tell me, because it's the only way I can help you. Very good. Now, let's get those boxers off. Now, sit still. How does that feel? My palms sliding up and down the bottom of your shaft. My fingers tracing up to your tip. Then down to your balls. Is there a moment of fear when I get there? When I have your manhood in my hands? I promise to be very gentle. Your shaft feels so powerful. Like all of human strength. The heart of humanity in my hand. Does it feel good? My hand on the base. What about here? Closing my palm against your tip. Rotating. Spinning. I'm going to sit behind you now. And I want you to face forward, okay? Now lean back against me. Press your back to my breasts. And rest your head back on my shoulder. That's it. Close your eyes. place your trust in my hands. How does it feel to be pressed against me? My bare thighs on the outside of your legs, my breasts on your back, my hard nipples poking against you. My arms wrapped around you, your head on my shoulder. Tell me how it feels when my hand slides so slowly up and down your shaft. The lotion pooling between my fingers as I stroke and stroke. Be detailed. Tell me exactly what you feel. That's good, good. I want to go faster. Tell me how this feels as I stroke faster and faster. I can feel you tensing against me. Feel your breaths tighten. You feel so strong under my hand. So powerful. Give into that power. Give into the pleasure. Feel it rise in you. Feel it grow. I want you to feel it. I want to make you feel it. There we go, there we go. I want you to tell me everything you feel, word for word. That's it. And how does it make you feel? How does it feel that it's me who makes you feel this way? How does it feel to be intimate with me? Yeah? Say thank you then, sweetie. Tell me how grateful you are for me, for my intimacy. You are so welcome. Can you feel me grinding against you? My cunt aches for your touch. To touch you, for you to touch it. I'm willing to admit that. To be that vulnerable with you, that I'm fantasizing about this strong cock pumping in and out of me. But that wouldn't be productive, no matter how good you would feel. Your sweat dripping off your chin onto my breasts, trailing down to that slick penetration that brings us together. But that would just be lust. This is what we're doing here. I'm teaching you, making you into someone better. The man you were meant to be. With each stroke, bringing you closer. And closer. Say it. Say you feel close. Tell me you feel like you're about to come. That's it. Oh, good. Good boy. Hold it. Hold it just for a moment. Hold it for as long as you can.
Hold your breath. Tense your muscles. Let the pleasure of our intimacy draw out until... Yeah, yeah. Oh, fuck. Yes, yes. Come, come for me. Yes. There it is, there it is. Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's it. Come all over my hand. Spray it all over your chest and your stomach. Hold on to the feeling. As I stroke you more and more, even after you come, even after you're done, pushing you past the brink of pleasure. Fuck. You look so pretty when you writhe, when you moan. I could keep going. On and on. Until I made you come again. You'd let me, wouldn't you? But that would be cruel. That was valuable. I think it was a good start. Well, obviously we'll have to start meeting twice a week if we really want to get to the root of your issue. And you should probably start on a regimen of magnesium. Yes, yes. It's all related. Trust me. Now, since we have a little time left, tell me about your relationship with your mother.